Hey, what's up? This is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and in this inaugural episode of 10 Minutes With, I talked to Jordan Jackson from Bodacious Barbecue. I wanted to talk about their new location in Gladewater. It's about 15 miles east of the Bodacious on Marbley and Longview, and we get into it, and I just wanted to give you guys a chance to and myself a chance to find out all about this new location, what they've got in store. In the interview, I forgot to ask him how large the location is. It's about 40 seats and about 2,400 square feet. It's a little bit smaller than the Longview location. And when I say new location, it was a Bodacious to begin with, but it's essentially a brand new location with Jordan at the helm at all times. Let's jump right in. Thanks so much. If you're liking these, please subscribe, but enjoy this. So good morning.
Good morning.
So Jordan, tell me about your new spot.
Well, this store has been around since, I think, 1995, and it was run by a man named Mel Garcia, who worked for us for about 35 years, and they decided to retire, and it was one of Roland's stores always. So
oh, okay.
I came over here and took over since Marbley's running so well.
Where is this located?
It's in Gladewater, Texas. I get bored real easily, so this is a new project for me.
How far away is Gladewater?
15 miles.
15 miles?
Yeah.
So he was running this for a while, so what's the is there any difference, or is it going to be kind of a second outpost for you?
Somebody referred to it the other day as Marbley number two, so I'll roll with that. I've got same menu. I'm going to be doing sausages, and matter of fact, we're doing jalapeno cheese today, along with our house sausage. So
it's back up and running.
Yeah.
How long has it been since?
Today is week number one. I've done a complete week.
But will people be finding you there?
Yeah. Oh. I've been kind of keeping it quiet. I haven't really done much advertising, and all the Marbley customers are coming over here that live in this area, which I had no idea, because people don't just disclose where they live, you know, mm-hmm. when they're eating. But it's great because there's no line, and it's more convenient for a lot of people.
What's the city like? What's that? Is it a small town?
Oh yeah. It's maybe 15,000, I think.
Oh wow. If say you're in Dallas, how far away would this be from Dallas?
Hour and a half.
Hour and a half. Not bad.
No, not at all.
So if they're in Dallas, they could hit both Bodacious locations, right?
Yeah. Highway 80 will take you all the way to Dallas, and I'm off Highway 80.
So the specials, are you going to mirror the specials at both locations, or kind of set this one apart?
Probably mirror them for a while, but then, I don't know, I'm the only one here doing the cooking, the cutting, the everything.
Oh, wow.
So I don't want to stretch myself thin, so I will eventually get to the craziness, but I'm going to have to ease into it.
how many days a week will you be open there?
I'm open 6 days a week till 7 at night, and then Mondays I just cook, so I'm working 7 days a week now.
How many smokers do you have over at that location?
Just two.
So are they offsets?
They're offsets. I don't do rotisseries, and we got one pit left at our Paris store I'm fixing to bring here. It's an insulated barrel pit. And it looks just like an iron lung. And I don't know if you've ever seen The Big Lebowski.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I love that.
Arthur Digby Sellers was the guy in the iron lung.
Uh-huh.
And that is what I'm naming that pit, because it looks identical to it.
Oh, that's hilarious. Was that one that was – that one's one that you brought over from Marbley, or is that one that was there?
No, it's at one of our other locations. It's no longer open. And I've got the other pit from that store at Marbley, but I'm going to take – the other pit and put it in this place and take one of them out. It's for sale.
Breaking news.
Yes, we've got a Beely for sale.
Is it going to be on Craigslist? We could put a link to it.
I don't know. I don't know how I might do it. Like, is there like a barbecue pit Tinder or something where people can swipe left or right on it?
Yeah, we need to. That's what we need to create. Maybe I'll cut that out of it. That could be like our next a big venture. I'll work on the technical side of it. Then
sweet.
It'll just be sponsored by Bodation.
But I've got the pits.
That's cool.
I just don't have the technology behind my belt.
Exactly. Well, since we're doing these like short and sweet, I wanted to ask you three questions too that are kind of off the beaten path of
okay.
So if you weren't doing, and they're kind of a little corny, but if you weren't doing barbecue or food, what would you rather do right now? What would you be into?
I've been trying to get into as a little hobby. My wife always told me I don't have a hobby and I need one. So I've been trying to do woodworking, using chisels and hand carving stuff. It's been sweet little release of time, and creativity, but I would like to be doing something with food.
So still food.
Yeah, I would like to do consulting and not work in a restaurant. I can promise you that.
So maybe could that be like your second or third chapter?
Yeah, I think eventually I'm going to get to where I'm not in the restaurants, and I would love to just consult any kind of restaurant.
That's cool. I could see you doing that. And I think that's, and especially too, now that you're your other location, and that's definitely something I can see. What's your favorite album?
Probably Super Unknown right now by Soundgarden.
Oh, wow.
I've been jamming it like crazy lately.
That's a great album. Soundgarden's amazing. I think they're super underrated too. Like nowadays people aren't like they're our age, they are, but kids aren't.
Well, anything Dave Grohl does, I'm a huge fan of. All of Nirvana, I was a huge Nirvana fan. Still am. Huge Foo Fighters fan, but Chris Cornell, I don't know. There's something about him. Mm-hmm. He is just...
His voice is magical.
Well, I take that back. I like the Audio Slave first album, Audio Slave, maybe a little bit better than Super Unknown.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Well, those are... They're all amazing. It's funny. Yeah. Look, I was talking to Sheldon. Do you know Sheldon Mason very well? He's a cool guy. Cool, like Mason Barbecue, and he's but he's like super nerdy about music. And so one night I was on DM asking about music, and he went through and his stuff. Like he had a lot of like Mother of the Dog. Mother Love Bone. I completely forgot about them. Like how solid they are. Like those are, I completely forgot. And I had a chance. I went to San Diego State and Nirvana during Bleach, I think.
My God, you got to see that?
No, I missed. Like they were playing at a record store and like 8 people went to it, or like 20. It was like
there's a recording of that show.
Oh.
It's I think Chadwick or whatever was still drumming before Dave Grohl, because he recorded on that album, and then Dave came in, I think either partially through or right after Bleach.
Oh, I missed that.
Huge difference in the drumming.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it's interesting, too, to watch, like, early interviews. Like, on YouTube, I'll get on Spiral watching early interviews of, like, of Chris and Dave talking about Nirvana. Like, it's funny, like behind-the-scenes MTV stuff, and they're talking, and it's like they're young kids. They're such kids.
Yeah. Dave's really gotten into barbecue. He's, like, I think trying to open up some kind of barbecue or something right now.
Yeah, because they got my friend Bert, who does Trudy's Underground Barbecue. He went to his, like, he played, like, he opened up. I guess he did 2 different weekends. He did something in Los Angeles, like really close to me. I should have gone to it. I want to go. I love Dave Beyond. Like, he's such a cool guy. Mm-hmm. I also wanted to know, what's your favorite food other than barbecue?
Mexican food.
Mexican food?
Hands down, yeah.
Is there a restaurant you love?
Yeah, it just closed recently. It was called Gonzalo's. Oh. It was a buddy of the family, and we used to eat there 3 times a week. And I'm so sad about it being gone.
Have you found a new place?
No, nothing's going to take the place of that place for me. I just loved it.
So now you need to open up a Mexican place.
Oh, no, that might be the next step. If Dave Grohl's listening, I sent an email to your Backbeat Barbecue page saying, do you need a pit master? I would leave in a heartbeat, I think.
I'll let him know. Well, somehow we can get it to him, so. I'll get the word to him somehow, and then that'll make this interview more interesting than anything.
Sorry, Bodacious. I would just uproot my family and move to California to work for Dave Grohl.
I can't wait.
That's the only thing that would take me away.
Okay, cool. That's awesome. Well, have a good one. Thank you so much.
You too.
And thanks for shedding the light on with this, because some people might not know what this is, so I think it's important.
Awesome. Well, thank you for the time.
All right, cool.